With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Cold, snowy, bitter weather has a hold on much of the U.S.
Windy at Lake Huron in Michigan. And in Oak Park, homeowner Chris King is hoping the lights stay on.
It's not a pleasant experience because it usually takes several hours or a couple of days to get the power back.
Audio courtesy of WXYZ-TV. Heavy snowfall accumulations expected for upstate New York have the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers game postponed until Monday. In Iowa, the cold and snow are tamping down attendance at political events ahead of Monday's key Iowa presidential caucuses. Governor Kim Reynolds on KCRG says she's hopeful Iowa voters will turn out.
It is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates.
Ice storm warnings for Oregon and flood warnings all the way east into New England. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congressional leaders preparing a stopgap bill to keep the federal government running into March and avoid a partial shutdown.
The temporary measure would run to March 1 for some federal agencies whose approved funds are set to run out Friday and extend the remainder of government operations to March 8. That, according to a person familiar with the situation. Expected to be released Sunday, the bill would come as House Speaker Mike Johnson has been under pressure from his more conservative members to jettison a recent bipartisan spending bill with Senate Democrats. Ken Lorman reporting.
Denmark's Prime Minister proclaimed Frederick X King this morning after his mother, Queen Margaret II, formally signed her abdication. Massive crowds turned out to rejoice in the throne passing from a beloved monarch to her popular son. The 83-year-old Margaret is the first Danish monarch to voluntarily relinquish the throne in nearly 900 years. The last guy was King Eric III Lamb, who stepped down to enter a monastery in 1146. This is SRN News. A Christian baker from Colorado who won a lawsuit over his refusal to make a gay wedding cake is now being sued by a transgender person. Teresa Sidebotham of Telios Law says there's a lot at stake in Jack Phillips' case.
Both free speech and free exercise of religion. This is a whole principle of whether, first any artist, but any person should be compelled to engage in expression that they don't agree with.
The case is percolating through the state circuits.
He lost at the Colorado Court of Appeals and has filed a petition for certiorari with the Colorado Supreme Court.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Christian web designer who didn't want to work on a same-sex wedding. Sidebotham says that decision should have a bearing on Phillips' case, which could wind up before the high court itself. This is SRN News. A federal judge has temporarily halted enforcement of an Ohio law that would require children under 16 to get parental consent to use social media apps.
U.S. District Court Judge Algernon Marbley's order comes in a lawsuit filed by NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Snapchat, Meta, and other major tech companies. The litigation argues the law unconstitutionally impedes free speech and is overboard and vague. Marbley issued his temporary restraining order after determining that it is unlikely Ohio will be able to show the law is, quote, narrowly tailored to any ends that it identifies.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, January the 14th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Jack Jones. He's 86 years old today. Movie writer and director Steven Soderbergh is 61. Actor Jason Bateman turns 55. This is SRN News.